KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, offering a new 2025 lineup of vehicles at your local Toyota dealer, including a new Tacoma with turbocharged four-cylinder engines and a hybrid powertrain option. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Friday, November 7th. How San Diegans are being impacted by the delays in food assistance. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. San Diego International is one of 40 major airports that will see their air traffic reduced due to the government shutdown. The FAA says starting today, flights at those airports may be reduced by up to 10% to maintain travel safety as air traffic controllers go unpaid during the shutdown. Kevin Carpe is a former air traffic controller who's been through past government shutdowns. He says this is an unprecedented announcement from the FAA.
If the shutdown continues, I think we'll see more than a 10% reduction in flights. I think that the FAA administrator will again be more proactive and try to reduce the stress on the national airspace system and the controllers.
San Diego International Airport is advising passengers to check their flight status before coming to the airport and to get there no less than 2 hours ahead of time. As the longest government shutdown in U.S. history continues, the annual Veterans Day ceremony at Miramar National Cemetery is the latest event to be canceled. It's put on by the Miramar National Cemetery Support Foundation. The organization provides support for memorial projects and events at the cemetery. The National Cemetery plans to remain open on Veterans Day from sunrise until sunset. The San Diego Padres hired a new manager with prior ties to the ball club. Former Padres pitcher Craig Stammen will fill the role. It was announced yesterday that he signed a 3-year contract to manage his former team. Craig was an MLB pitcher for 13 seasons, his last 6 being with the Padres. The upcoming 2026 season will be his third time in a coaching or staff role for the team. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated over 4 decades, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com, because we know how.
San Diegans have not yet received federal food assistance this month as the government shutdown drags on. Reporter Katie Heisen visited one of the 400,000 locals figuring out how to make it through November.
Normally, Maria Hernandez gets $130 a month in grocery assistance. Now, she's expecting about 60, if anything.
I got worried, you know, like, how are we going to eat?
She started swapping fresh food for cans and boxes.
Spaghettis, stuff like, you know, stuff that's not really that good for you, but, you know, it's something that's going to fill your stomach.
She has help. A nearby church, a Poway food bank, where she says the line has suddenly stretched to the hundreds. Family, in a pinch. She worries about people who don't have all that support.
I feel bad for the other people, like the other mothers that are out there with a lot of children that aren't going to be able to feed their kids.
Thanksgiving is weeks away.
Contemplating, like, am I going to be able to make my dish this year?
Her signature potato casserole, frozen hash browns, cream of chicken soup, sour cream, and crackers. But this year, she's not sure if she can afford the ingredients.
I'm hoping and praying the government opens up next month, because if next month comes around, what else are they going to get rid of? If it's CalFresh, what's next? Section 8? people getting their disability, people getting welfare.
A county spokesperson says they're waiting on word from the state. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
Food assistance, or SNAP, is called CalFresh here in California, and nearly 100,000 of those impacted by the delays in CalFresh benefits in the county are seniors. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says that means many older adults may be skipping meals and putting their health at risk.
Lunchtime at Serving Seniors in downtown San Diego is busier than usual. Staff say more people have been showing up since CalFresh benefits were delayed.
This helped us a lot.
Mary Eastwood is feeling the impact. She's 86 and lives on a fixed income. She depends on CalFresh to buy food.
Without it, every penny counts.
She has high blood pressure and takes heart medication. Without reliable access to food, she's cutting back on meals.
Food is as important, if not more so, than the pills that we prescribe.
Dr. Ian Neal is a geriatrician at UC San Diego Health. He says skipping meals can make chronic conditions worse.
Diabetes, heart disease, increased risk of gingivitis.
Neal says food also affects how some medication works.
There are some medications that we need to take with food or in an appropriate timing with food. And if we don't have access to that food, it can lead to serious harm.
Back at Serving Seniors, Eastwood says she worries how much longer she can stretch her budget.
We're senior. We don't have much left. Hey, help us.
Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
Skyrocketing rents in recent years have taken a heavy toll on low-income tenants. They've also taken a toll on government programs that subsidize rent. Housing vouchers represent the nation's largest affordable housing program. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says San Diego's voucher program is losing money fast, and difficult choices lie ahead.
Simone LeBlanc was once solidly in the middle class. She had a good union job at AT&T for almost 20 years. But the job required a lot of repetitive motions with her hands.
My hands, when I was at work, they just started swelling really, really bad. And no matter what I did, I went acupuncture, they were sending me to all these places, nothing worked. So come to find out, it was a condition called Decker veins.
LeBlanc still has scars from the 5 surgeries that tried to fix the pain she was feeling. The surgeries ended up causing nerve damage. In 2008, LeBlanc couldn't work anymore and became disabled. She lost her house the following year. Then in 2012, LeBlanc's husband died suddenly. She knew she needed help.
I'm a widow with 2 kids. I have a disability. My son has disability. What is the waiting time for the Section 8? That was in 2013.
Section 8 housing vouchers, also called housing choice vouchers, are the largest housing assistance program in the United States. Recipients get to choose where they live and pay around 30% of their income on rent. The voucher covers the difference between that amount and what the government determines is fair market rent. Vouchers are extremely effective at preventing and ending homelessness, but the program isn't well-funded. When LeBlanc first got on a voucher wait list, she was told the average wait time was around 7 years. 13 years later, she's still waiting.
Every year, I call Section 8. I call them and say, hey, do you guys prioritize people who are on disability? Low income, people who have kids are disabled. Oh, no, we do, but you know, you're on their list. I was like, okay. So pretty much the same stuff they were telling everybody else, but I thought I was going to be moved up a little bit.
I would speak really to the last 10 years that I've been deeply involved in the sector, and this is the worst it's been.
Stephen Russell is president and CEO of the San Diego Housing Federation, a nonprofit that represents affordable housing developers. He says the rapid inflation in the housing market since 2020 has meant housing vouchers are reaching fewer and fewer people.
Clearly, the need has grown, rents have grown, and the government subsidy that provides the Section 8 voucher has not grown. And so we are seeing a deepening problem, a deepening crisis in housing in general, and Section 8 in particular.
The Biden administration sought to make housing vouchers an entitlement program, similar to Medicare, where everyone who qualifies receives the benefit. But it never had the votes in Congress to overcome Republican opposition. Now, funding cuts from the Trump administration have pushed the San Diego Housing Commission, which distributes vouchers for the city of San Diego, into a deepening deficit. To balance its voucher budget, the agency can either kick 1,700 households off the program, or it can dial back its subsidies and require voucher recipients to pay more of their income towards rent. The agency prefers the latter, which Russell agrees is the least bad option.
To throw some people out of their homes so that others can stay is not a morally acceptable approach. This is painful. But I do believe that given the circumstances, the cards we've been dealt as a region, that this is going to be the most practical and ethical way to see that we can continue to support these families and keep folks from becoming homeless.
I've been told, oh, you can go to the food bank. I'm not at that point where I need a food bank. I leave that for other people who need it.
Simone LeBlanc wears a pink T-shirt that says Hope on it. But with Republicans controlling the White House and Congress, she's not feeling very hopeful. She remembers reading a story about a woman in Chicago who was on a housing voucher wait list for 29 years.
So I look at that, I said, okay, well, 29 years from now, who knows, I might not even be here. you just wait. What else can you do?
The San Diego Housing Commission Board is scheduled to vote on a plan to balance its voucher program budget on December 11th. If that plan is approved, voucher holders in the city of San Diego will have to start paying more towards their rent roughly 1 year from now. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
The Colombian Navy tall ship ARC Gloria sailed into San Diego yesterday for the weekend and is open to the public. Military reporter Andrew Dyer says the ship is part ambassador, part classroom.
Throngs of Colombian American families cheer as the Gloria arrives at the Broadway Pier. Cadets man the sailing ship's rigging high above on two of its 100-foot masts. Colombian Navy midshipman Santiago Vargas says members of the 154-person crew communicate by whistling using the bosun's pipes they each wear around their necks.
And it can be heard from one side of the ship to the other, from the bow to the stern, no matter where.
The ship is where cadets learn basic seamanship and navigation. It also serves as an ambassador for Colombia. Music plays from a ship loudspeaker, and many people on the pier dance. Vargas says the warm welcome is something Colombians do well.
So we call it the country of 1,000 rhythms. So we have 1,000 different ways to dance, and we dance for everything. Any special occasion is an excuse for you to get to dance.
The Gloria is open to the public at no cost through Sunday. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
If visiting the ARC Gloria isn't your thing, we have some other weekend event ideas for you and yours. For the kiddos, once a month you can join KPBS Kids and the San Diego Children's Discovery Museum for a costume character meet and greet and hands-on workshop. Today's event starts at 10 a.m. and goes until noon. It features Molly of Denali. You can grab tickets on kpbs.org/events. If you are someone looking to center yourself and have a nice, calm, and peaceful Saturday, you can check out Winter Wellness Sound Healing. That's being put on by My Sound Bath Collective at the San Diego Botanic Garden in Encinitas. You can visit sdbg.org/programs for more info. Game 3 will decide if San Diego FC moves forward in the playoffs. They're all tied up at 1-1 against the Portland Timbers. The match starts at 6 p.m. at Snapdragon Stadium. The winner will advance to the Western Conference semifinals. That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is edited by Brooke Ruth. This podcast is hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated over four decades, Bill Howe has been serving the plumbing, heating and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bill Howe has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bill Howe is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILL-HOWE or visit billhowe.com, because we know how.